Hey, peace and greetings, everyone. This is Daphne, your hostess with the mostest, and you are tuned in to Goddess Talk Radio. Yes, I am here. I have not went anywhere. My life is just filled with so many different things at the moment, and I am, along with everyone else, not trying to balance or juggle, but I am trying to blend my life and all of its things together. So with that being said, I am kicking new flavor in your ear in the form of just a simple memoir, not necessarily a show tonight. I really just wanted to share some of my thoughts and feelings around what it is like to be an introverted that has to have extroverted tendencies. So much of what I do involves other people. So I have to know when to turn up and turn down. There are so many gifts that come with the ability to be alone. Not lonely, but to be alone, meaning to be with yourself, right? So many gifts. So let me just get right into it. The first gift, I think I'm going to do the top three. So number one, it's the gift of clarity. When you are alone with yourself and you have tuned out any extra, whether that is social media, your phone ringing, TV, you know, whatever that, you know, people, other people in your household, you are able to gain clarity, right? You are able to really get still and receive those inner messages. You know, you are free of any debris that might get into your aura, to your energy field. You are free from interference. I like to spell it I-N-T-E-R-F-E-A-R. any interferences from other people entering their fear into your zone. You know, other people's thoughts and opinions. All that extra stuff. You know, you're free from that. And therefore, you're able to really tune in to yourself and allow things that are within you to flow freely and beautifully. You're able to tune into those things and pay closer attention and give more of yourself and your energy to those things, and therefore you're put in a better position to manifest those things, right? You're able to see more of what things are. You know, you're able to see more of yourself when you give yourself that time to be alone and with yourself. So, that's number one, the gift of clarity. Number two, I would say the gift of your creativity, right? Because along with that clarity, being able to see, you, for me, actually, I'm going to keep it about me because I'm just sharing my experiences. Those ideas are coming through more because I've given myself that space to be free from the debris, like the number one. So now I'm able to see more of my ideas. I can even see more colors, it feel like sometimes, meaning I can see things from different perspectives and in different ways, and sometimes things look brighter, so to speak. I come up with all kinds of ideas. Or I get a burst of, oh, I want to create something. So if that's sitting down and making some waist beads, or you know, just fiddling around in my little jewelry case. It's been a while since I've made actual like earrings and bracelets and stuff like that, but I get the inclination to do those things, like to doodle in my notebooks. I keep a set of oil pastels on my desk in case I want to doodle around or draw or, you know, shade in some things and color or just whatever. Or to redecorate my house, rearrange some things, get creative with my space and let things go. So creating space by going through my closets and reconfiguring and figuring out, you know, what do I need to let go of. That second one again is creativity. That is a gift of learning and practicing being with yourself, right? Ways to solve problems come through, or you know, whole new ideas, period. I'm really, really just side note, considering what would it be like to not focus on solving a problem but creating something totally, totally new. So that's number two. Your creativity is a gift of being alone with yourself. And I would say number three is feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, like a new you, giving birth to yourself. Giving birth to myself, it feels like, after a day or two, oh my God, a good 3 days of solitude, after I done, you know, been with myself, giving myself all of my attention, giving myself the time to only do the things that I want to do, which means, like, you know, watching whatever I want to watch, turning on all the type of music that I want to hear, turning it up loud as I want to, or turning it down low, you know, lighting my candles, burning my incense and oils, eating whatever I wanted to eat, you know, opening my door, allowing the breeze come through, cleaning my house, those type of things, crying, journaling, you know, pulling my stones and crystals out, pulling my cards out, you know, going through the routines that I like to do when I'm doing my work of, you know, being with myself. Those things, you know, help me reset and recharge and revitalize. It gives me a sense of, you know, being submerged within myself and then coming back out, you know, even better, more brighter, more brilliant, more free, more alive, more aligned, more willing and able to show up in this world, you know, recharged and with a better attitude, ready to take on my everyday task, ready to be more present with my children, right? It's like we go through life and experience all of these things on a day-to-day basis, and just imagine everything you experience or go through, not saying good or bad, but just imagine, like, you putting on a different layer, putting on a shirt, you know what I mean? You putting on the shirt every time something happened, and all of a sudden you got all these shirts on and you can't hardly move, can't hardly walk, it's heavy, people really can't see you. Like, imagine what that looks like. So for me, just that's a silly illustration, but if you're thinking about it, like, oh wow, you walk around with all this stuff piled on you, and to be able to get with yourself, you know, and not be attached to someone else being in that space with you to distract you from really, really peeling back those layers and taking off those things that you've accumulated all week or all month or whatever. It's like you really, really get back to just stripping it all away till you are just back. It's just you, you know? And that's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. It's really you, and you even learned about yourself, and really, and peeling back those layers. Because now you're asking yourself, like, damn, why did I do that? Why did I feel that was necessary to go through all that? You know, some things are a part of the routine, and you know, that just is what it is. But some of it should be just unnecessary, you know, needless debris that's clinging to you, you know. So again, I just wanted to drop a couple jewels. Of course, say hello to all of my wonderful listeners. I love y'all. I miss y'all. I can't wait to get back to season 2. I have so many beautiful, powerful people lined up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be another adventure. Man, these people are awesome, and you are going to want to get to know them, support them, get their services and products, and work with them. It's going to be super duper de-duper dope. Until next time, which hopefully won't be too much longer. Again, this is Daphne, Goddess Talk Radio. This episode was more of a memoir of a goddess. Until next time, my people. Much love. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.